Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi, everyone.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
All right, question of the day, because I remembered this time, is what is your character's favorite book series? And if it got turned into a TV series, it also counts.
I feel like we did this.
Not books. Done TVs and then movies.
Well, I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes.
Solid choice. Not my shtick.
Cheaty bastard.
Not my shtick, but I can get behind it.
And yes, it was turned into a TV series. Multiple times.
Yeah, and I'm still looking forward to season 4 of Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does if it ever comes out.
Does it count as the books?
It's 3 movies. Like, it takes a while to shoot. Because they're like 90 minutes long. It's like Midsummer Murders up in this bitch.
Oh, favorite book. Book series?
I guess manga series would work too. Like,
thank you.
I knew where you were. I knew what you were thinking.
Are we doing personal or character?
No, character.
The Adventures of Samurai Crab. You were looking for manga.
Yeah.
And just the were we back it. When we first introduced them?
Yeah.
You're fanboying even.
Yep.
All right, so we'll go around the table. Art?
Same applies to you. You can use that too, Art.
No, I wouldn't follow my own.
No, you'd read it. You just hate read it. You're like, God, they don't listen at all when I tell them what happened.
Why did they draw me like this? That doesn't look right.
I'm not a crab
the
in
the soup
mech
was
soup.
Wrong and everything. Like, you know?
They exaggerated too
I'm
much
not
on
sure
this.
What...
Would you like a recommendation?
Sure. I'll be happy
so,
to.
So, it all depends if it would be pleasure reading or if it would be, like, something, like, useful. Because if it's something useful, it might be Professor Tenzi's writings on, like, power, on, like, how powers work. Because she's written multiple, like, huge papers, and it's, like, a series of papers. Oh, and if you're looking for something entertainment-related based on what she's already talked about, it could be, like, a manga with, you know, about kendo.
Yeah.
Like a kendo series. Like, kind of like a, like Prince of Tennis, but for kendo. Which, I guarantee you, exists somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called, but it's Prince of Kendo now. And, you know, Shogunate of Kendo or whatever. You can have that if you want it, but I just thought I'd...
Yeah, no, that's... Like I said, I'm you know...
I get you.
Yeah, you know, Shinsoku is more... Yeah, it'd probably be, you know, with history or...
With his water powers, would it be like anything, like understanding hydrodynamics?
Oh, that would be...
Which wouldn't be Tenzi... Well, no, Tenzi would have something on it, but yeah, nothing... It would
not
be...
Not her specialty, though.
Oh, it would be the wave. Probably, because she has complete control over water.
Okay.
So she's a super who has complete control over water. You get it. Like, all right, Mike, what is Blastar's favorite series of the written persuasion?
Does it have to be a series or just...
You know, or a singular work would work as well.
Because the only thing that's coming to my head, and I want to say this because it's a slight subversion on what everybody's expecting me to say, Journey to the West.
Solid twist.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah. My own personal favorite book, though, is Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's.
Hitchhiker's
Guide to the Galaxy, baby.
Rob, you already said yours, but you can say it again for the record, because we're doing them in order.
I guess if we're doing order, well, reverse order of how we're introduced.
That was what I was doing.
I had said Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Works, which is, like, there's a reason why it's been adapted so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just watched Enola's Holmes, too, and it was... Natalie, what's Bright Force's favorite written form of media?
So I had thought about it, and I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be sure that it was actually a book series, but then you said that it doesn't have to be.
As long as it's written.
But I'm so glad that I'm saying this for. It is Ella Enchanted.
Okay.
Which I mean, it's a kid's book, but it still like holds up.
But it's another world, so it could be another... its whole series that they made on it.
I mean, but they have has written more books in that world. So I don't know if that counts as a series.
It counts
or
as
not.
Series.
Okay.
It's a series, but they're not sequential.
Right. Like it doesn't take a place after.
Yeah, they're not sequential. They're not it's a non-sequential series. I don't generally do those myself, but I get where you're coming from.
Right.
All right. So I'll do...
What's Paul's favorite book series?
My favorite book series?
City Chronicles.
I mean, no.
Yeah, that's the cop-out answer. I'm not accepting that.
Shameless self-plug, but no. If I had, like, you know, choose now or, you know, forever hold your peace, I'd probably go with anything by Brent Weeks.
Okay.
He the worlds he builds inspire what I do. They really do. Be it Mistborn. No, it's Brenton. No, Brent Weeks. I'm trying to remember what the other series are called. I just read one, like, why am I drawing a complete... Oh, the Lightbringer saga. Durzo Blint. The Wet Boy Chronicles, like, with Kylar and the guy, like, I can think of character names and, like, abilities from shit from I read from 15 years ago, and it all holds up. Brent Weeks, read it. They're all good. And once you're done with him, come read me, because he writes a lot, but I got a couple.
This is the first time where I answered, and it wasn't actually, I know Luna and I are very similar, but this is the first time where it wasn't shared.
Oh, really?
It's Percy Jackson.
All right. So, who wants to do a quick recap, 30 seconds or less?
We freed Atlantis, and then I got yelled at for doing the right thing.
We introduced Atlantis to FSA, and then they had people come over after we did the Welcome Wagon stuff.
Yeah. So, you didn't follow protocol, but you did follow protocol, but you didn't follow it to the letter, you followed it to the spirit, and that was got you in some little bit of trouble. And now... Rico has to take another class on how. Rico has to take a class on like how to introduce new civilizations to the world, because that's more relevant now than it has been in 50 to 100 years.
Yeah,
you know,
and I make sure that he doesn't sleep through the class
because you're the teacher.
And spoiler alert: Shinsoku teaches the class because he got certified like 20 minutes after he finished. He's like, I'm just going to get certified in this really quick. Blaze through the test. Yes, but you weren't certified when you did it, so you don't qualify. They're like, fuck you, this is stupid. All right. So, yeah, so, and Nine says get back to, and then the last thing that happened, if I remember right, is that Nine said get back to Riverside City now.
Great.
Oh, and we leveled up.
Oh, everybody leveled up. We'll do real quick around the table what you got, and we'll roll into it. Natalie, you leveled up.
I leveled up to Bard. And more Bard.
Bard 6.
Bard 6. And I got...
What does that mean?
And I got...
Magical
secrets. I got secrets.
And what are those secrets?
Secrets.
They're what? Secret. We can't know about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll whisper into the microphone for you. It's the spell magic. And the counter spell.
I thought she was going to say dispel power.
I want to make sure that it's being seen in the known. And then, but I'll say it again. Is counterspell and dispel, just in case it didn't catch me saying it.
Counterspell and dispel magic, because she's the best at it with her 30 fucking charisma. And being a bard, so she gets half proficiency. So she's adding 13 when the DC for a 9th level spell is 19.
It's just flat stat.
Plus half proficiency because she's a bard.
No, you don't add any proficiency because it's just your stat.
It is an ability check, and bards get half proficiencies on all ability checks, including initiative.
Yep.
It's real, yeah. That's why bards are the best counterspellers, besides abjurers.
Okay.
I'm not making that's a thing.
So when you say, I choose to accept, can I counterspell that?
No.
It's if I cast a spell or use a specific, like a spell.
I'm going to still ask when you say it, because I hate it when you say that.
All right. Rob, what'd you get?
I switched out my rogue archetype for swashbuckler, because... My sniper archetype was, well, I hadn't fired my gun. No, I've been using my sword a lot.
Yeah.
So swashbuckler, then a level of cleric.
And what domain?
Grave.
Okay. And you have your channel divinity already, or is it second level?
Second level.
Okay.
So next level.
Got it. With Mike.
I am the 16th level of sorcerer now, so I got a ability score improvement. So I took a feat, resilient wisdom.
Solid choice.
Bumps my wisdom up to 16.
And gets you proficient in wisdom saves, so your plus is, what, 9 to that now?
Yeah, sounds about right, because 10. We had a proficiency.
Oh,
because
you've got the cloak. Art.
It's 19 if I got...
Yes. Yeah, yeah. If Smite Force is nearby, everything's better. Art.
I leveled up to 17th level wizard, which gives me 9th level spells.
Yeah, that's the good... Those are the good
that's
ones.
It.
And which ones did you pick?
Wish and Foresight.
Got it. Yeah,
Ultra Instinct Wizard over here.
Yeah, I just imagine him going into a kendo tournament and just absolutely wrecking face because he's got like a 24 armor class and
advantage to hit, disadvantage on people hitting him.
Yeah,
yep.
We fucking hate you, asshole. We can't hit you.
All right. Many blade songs. and then he blade songs.
And yeah, shields.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
No shield. No shield.
It's yeah, too, it's too overt. All right. So, you guys, who zaps you back to, doesn't really matter. Someone teleport you. I assume,
I'll take the hit.
I'm sorry. Do you teleport or do you take the pod? There is a pod there, but they do kind of need it.
There was
they brought
they a, have another
they
one
used you as
use
an anchor. Gotcha, to teleport right, the pod there.
The, our pod?
No.
They're,
RSC.
Oh, the RSC.
Yeah, right. FSA sent FSA a pod to you guys. Outside.
We should take our own, we take our so own they can power, take that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend the slot.
It doesn't matter. All right.
Somebody does it.
Someone gets you back to town. Good. So, you make it to...
what about the canary?
There's a very heavy canary.
They got lighter.
Yes, it's still... A canary should weigh ounces. It weighs pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not a bowling ball, but it's that's know, a weird reference. You wouldn't know what that felt. You wouldn't know it. Ever had like a can of ravioli, like mm-hmm, a big one of the big ones, or like a popcorn bucket, but like full of beads, like
the this.
I was trying to say I've had a ravioli thing this big. That's what I was trying to say.
A popcorn bucket full of dice, and like you know, like probably three pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's so it's got mass, but it kind of rides with you, and it. It does. It can talk. It usually doesn't.
Does it talk mentally or actually physically?
Yes.
Got it.
It can do both.
I got three voices in my head now.
Four.
I don't count you guys.
but yeah, no. It can speak mentally. It usually speaks out loud, and it's got a particularly deep voice,
which is weird for a canary.
Yes. All right. So you guys make it back to Riverside City, and you know you arrive at Nine, who's tapping her feet like, I called you 10 minutes ago.
And I teleported us.
Okay. Then it was.
We didn't.
It was. I thought you dilly-dallied.
No.
Why would we do that? She said to get over here
immediately.
I take it back.
I'm already in trouble.
Yeah,
she's still tapping her foot.
Yeah, she's like, "Thank you for getting here so quickly." She's still tapping her foot like a crazy person. She says, "So, our division's under review."
Oh great! Are we getting fired again?
Yep.
No, you're not.
God, we're getting laid
no,
off again.
No, you've been so effective. There's no way.
We were effective under Zeus too, and they still fired us.
Yes, but that was not his decision.
I mean, yeah, I leveled the air gun, but that's a different story.
So, just there's some people who are going to stop by and ask you guys questions over the next couple of days. Make sure you're at home between like noon and three each day. They'll be stopping by. I see that you've. It says Rico. I've seen you've been registered for a. Another class?
You registered me for it! I did the right thing!
No. I'm saying, I see you've registered a time already. Mm. Which, and Shinsoku, you're gonna teach, or Dylan, you're gonna teach the class?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't need to find somebody to do that. Thank you for getting certified. I'll let you take care of that. Actually, if you could just do that, they might call and come in for the meeting there at wherever you're doing it. So probably be in FSA in the Arcology or at El Combustion's location, not at your apartment.
Okay.
Because yes, we know it's there. No, we don't enter it because we have deals. So thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. You're gonna go into a debrief now to explain what the fuck happened. Which, spoiler, I'm not going to make you guys go through. I'm going to have you roll some dice. Because I don't want to go through all that again and take three sessions. So, I would like everyone comes up. Everyone come. Give me a. Everyone please pick a skill. And you can't match. And then roll it.
Okay, do I get any more information about it?
It's and how you're going to do your like description of what happened. It's kind of like a skill challenge, but I'm really just adding your numbers together. So if you can throw me the...
I just thought it was, and you're going to hate me for it.
I don't think so, but I think I know where you're going.
May I go first?
Absolutely. What?
I'm choosing performance.
Of course you are. That makes total sense. But no, you're telling a story. Performance makes sense.
Can she do it with puppets?
It isn't a nine.
Can I do it with puppets?
I'm just letting you know, it is not
can tonight. I do it with puppets?
It's to some kind of IA.
Fantastic.
People. Okay.
She's doing it with puppets.
Okay. Roll performance. What's your plus to performance?
It's plus 16.
Proficient. Yeah.
It was either that she was going to do voices and like costume changes or the puppets.
You took the lesser of two evils.
I rolled a 16.
32. Okay.
Seeing her, are we aware of what she's doing?
You're each like explain your part of it, and then she explains her part. All right.
And then so, I hit the thing, and it turned into a canary.
I Honestly, I want to try and like one up that with sleight of hand.
Okay, so
just add to it. I got a plus 20 to sleight of hand. So.
You grab your puppet. You can add it.
Just adding some stage magic to it, you know.
Okay.
So
next up is Rico. Is that what you're doing? Yeah. You're using stage magic.
I think that'd be hilarious, but I have a more effective way of just relaying the story to whoever we're debriefing to.
Okay, so you're debriefing to.
Is it a group of people?
Or it's to three people. And you've never met them. Ever. And this is Rico, who's been in this building since he was a baby.
And 9 says...
They are IA.
You know these people?
They are IA. Internal affairs.
They know how I work.
They don't. My powers, they do right? not interact with Capes except for when...
We're in trouble.
In. Well, no. They're trying to make sure you're not in trouble. That's...
Seeing as we've never met these people before, I'm going to let out a pulse.
I hadn't considered if that was a thing yet. Hold on. They don't have means to check. That's not super invasive, so... Hold on. We'll just do a good old luck check. What's a good number in a
d12? What if I not said 7?
When we first started doing luck rolls?
Two of them. Ping. I'm not even shitting you. I rolled twice. I'll roll the third one just for giggles. Okay, yeah, that one's not. Two of them.
I'll relay that to you. Demon.
Yeah. Too long rested. I don't have my pool. I can't burn them out.
We haven't had.
No. You haven't rested.
We
get a long rest for leveling up.
Yes,
but it does not count as a long rest.
Correct.
Is how I
thought it had been a couple of days.
No. This is sick. No. They don't give you any time to rest.
No. We spent a couple days.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Your pool's fucked. However, I will let you use one
heal.
Mass heal?
No, instead of using the effective heal and giving hit points, he just...
Well, no, I was saying he used his mass heal at the hospital again.
Yeah.
Before he left.
So, one. If you may have one usage of burnout or of...
Well, I have 2 levels.
Either that or I can...
So, you can do that right now.
Fuck it. I'm going to do a performance.
You don't have twin cast.
I do.
500 points.
As if it's a bad one.
Yeah. Correct. So, it's 250, so I got 2 uses.
Yeah.
But so targets, I was going to say
they are not aware that you have done this yet.
Do you want me to keep going with my puppet show?
I'm going to tell them though. It's like, okay, I can relay the entirety of our adventure in Atlantis to you all one at a time. You know my powers. I can relay the. I will use performance.
Roll persuasion.
Because you that can't is what I meant. I don't have performance.
Can I do...
Persuasion is one that I have. I do not have performance.
So, here's the deal. Because they've been told not to let you touch them. Because you have mental power. And touching makes it easier.
I'm assuming they're FSA, so
yes,
they know my
powers.
No.
That's the thing. They're not... Yeah. They're told not to let you touch them because you could influence their thoughts.
I'm telling them what I am doing, though. Yes. That I am going
and
to...
And they're IA, and they said no. You can't use them.
Persuasion.
Also, IA
are the least helpful people.
Yeah.
By the way, if this is at your own personal residence, I'm not there, so you have to...
No, this is...
No, this is during the debriefing. You're standing in the
room. I thought you were saying that there'd be meeting outside our house.
No, that's so, later.
17 on the die, plus 11 for persuasion, so okay. 28.
Well, you see, I have plus 11. I gave myself a good bonus. I wrote a 6 and a 4.
So, they're persuaded.
Yes, but it's not enough to let them do some... They will let you send an image, but they're not going to let you do it in a full dump. Like you can use images to reinforce, but they're not going to let you just relive it because that's invasive. And they've been told not this was specifically not to let you do that. However, that does get them to walk over to you.
Yes,
which means now Demon can touch.
Mm-hmm. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Help her behind them and touch.
Roll initiative.
We're both. Grabbing, we're both going for one of them.
Did you just hold him down, or
no? He grabs one.
I got 2 uses because he gave me 500 points.
Yes, but this is something that I can do as well.
Can you pull? Can you? Oh, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yeah. You can both.
This is something I've been doing.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Is this all of us?
Yeah.
You know what Swashbuckler gives me?
Oh, God.
Charisma initiative. What's your bonus? Like 19?
17 plus advantage.
So he goes first.
I rolled a nat 20.
I could go first! Fuck! I got a 2 and a 14. Both are 1 face off the 20. This is some bullshit.
I got a 35.
I got a nat 20, so we both grab one.
Yeah, I can't compete with that. So I'll tell you what each of you get. These people have been embedded for almost 10 years.
Oh, fun. Are they active or inactive?
Inactive. It's like you were, where you were feeding information every week.
Yeah.
Every few days. They've been doing that for 10 years.
Is it considered major or minor?
Minors. No. Okay. It's a low-key, like...
Just feed information.
Exactly. Like, never anything overt because then they'll get caught. And they're never allowed near Kate. They're only allowed near Kate's who are already in trouble. Or who could be in trouble. So they wouldn't think they'd be, like, diligent assholes. So
these are people that didn't even go to the all-call.
Exactly. Because they're not supposed to interact.
Got it. So, psychic surgery roll.
Yep. And you need to roll a power check.
Yours
just happens because it costs a resource.
I go at 35.
And you can only do it to one person.
I've done multiple before.
Did you?
I got multiple actions.
You don't get multiple actions.
Action surge, bitch.
Oh.
Action surge, when I roll the nat 20.
He goes first. You can choose to go first, yes.
Which I do. We're doing this.
I do. You get advantage. To go first. Fuck you, too.
You do get advantage because you have the natural 20.
Yep. Right. That is a thing. Whatever you do that round, you have advantage on.
All right, so there's an 8 and a 19. 19 plus 11 is 30.
So, and you get that both of these were infected by someone who had been basically given a, for lack of a better word, like a worm to slip them when they were being called in for IA.
Oh, fun!
And like I said, 10 years.
Okay.
And but their personality hasn't been affected. It is just. But what you are going to see is this guy is a hardline asshole, but he's good at his job. Think, like, by the book, I don't care what the spirit of the law is.
This is the word. He's the rules lawyer.
He is lawful neutral to a T.
Okay.
All right. Other guy, you purge it. You watch the black smoke burn out his ears. And then they both crumple to the ground, and...
You look at the last guy.
He
go,
hits a panic button.
We explain.
We're explaining this to Nine and Jolly.
He hits a panic button and like sirens start.
I assume the position. I get down on the floor, on my knees, hands behind my head.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with this one.
I can't scream with you.
You bitch.
I resist.
I don't have that access to that.
But yeah, So, Nine was watching. She knows what you did. She just turned the fucking panic button on. She just reaches out and like zaps the guy's phone. Like, you fucking idiot. And then she just hit the button on her phone and disables the thing. Your friends were not your friend. Well, it's complicated. We'll explain later.
We'll have another debriefing.
Call in your boss. We'll have him take care of the back half of this because it's not.
Pulse the boss.
Can I get up now?
No.
And Nine walks over and like pulls you up. Like, yes, I know we did an all call for this, but this is IA. They don't follow the rule.
I get
you. I'm gonna have you stroll by their department real quick.
Yeah,
I got one more use of that relief. By the way, she's never seen me do this.
No.
Yeah.
But she knows he can do it. So fact that you can doesn't surprise her. Someone else figured it out. Cool.
Does she see my puppets?
Yes. And she kind of chuckles to herself.
So, just, because I did that, I still take damage, right?
Yep.
Even if it...
Yep.
My soul
And
hurts.
I wanted to do it myself, so you wouldn't have to be harmed, even though I forgot about that.
He likes hurting himself.
You're right.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Masoch isn't at its finest. He took some damage.
Yep.
All right. So... You guys, you're introduced to a very, these are very, like, generic, like, brown hair, brown eye, generic people. You're introduced to a blonde hair, green-eyed, very dapper-looking man in a suit way more expensive than anyone should have working for the FSA.
Yeah.
You look at him and you see that he has, like, a signet ring on. He's old money.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
I drew Mike the shape of a...
No, fuck. Nah.
He's not IA.
That's a Hawaiian shirt and cargo shorts.
Why? He would not be IA. Why would he be internal affairs?
He can be wherever the fuck he wants.
True. Your turn. You can pulse this time.
I don't have the pulse.
Not for that.
Oh, damn it.
I can only cleanse.
Okay. Here's the second one when he comes in.
He's fine.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah, he's fine. You take your D8 for the pulse, and
he's old money. He doesn't work.
No, he doesn't. That's not a psychic ability. The psychic surgery.
Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay, so he walks in, old old money. He walks in and he pulls out, like, out of nowhere, this, like, golden energy chair appears beneath him as he sits down.
Hey, that's a fun...
I created a creature, summon chair. But yeah, no, it's a force construct. This dude is... you look at him again and you realize... And he says, oi. Not oi. I'm going to try and do a British accent once I remember what they sound like.
I can tell you how I usually learn my British accents.
I'm pretty good at it, usually. It just takes me a second.
Let's go. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
So what did I pick up on True Sight on?
He is... there is magic coming off him. No, that's not... The True Sight. Doesn't
get magic. Does he have an illusion or something?
He's ability. There's an illusion of a suit over a full-ass suit of combat armor. He is not wearing a suit. He is wearing... He is wearing a heavy tactical suit with armor with extra shield generators on his hip and on his chest. There is a honest to God wand, like a bracer of them around his wrist. And you see like different, like one's got like fire, like red crystals on it. One's got crackly lightning. This is a wizard. Like this is a. And he says, "I'm sorry, darlings. I had sorry from whatever happened with my subordinates. But let's get back to it. You can call me Mr. T."
I pity the fool.
Yes, yes.
So who's ready for the next role? To add to this,
Mister. If you're looking for me, you won't find me. But my. I am of the... I just tried to think of like a T last name and came up blank.
Tennyson.
I don't hate it. I know where you came from, but I don't hate it. No, I want something more, a little more upper crust. Upper
class,
yeah, that upper crusty noise. Tennyson with a Y.
I mean, you could...
Tennyson.
You could go with Tudor.
I don't hate Tudor either. You can call me Mr. Tudor.
Rudy Tudor.
T-U-D-O-R. Yes.
That was definitely out of character.
If you were to... in case you're wondering, yes, I am not necessarily general purpose IA, but when we have extenuating circumstances, I make sure to show up. It took almost like an hour for him to get here. Like, it's been a while. And he sits down and he says, please continue. And actually start over. And he has... I'll just keep the same roles.
Oh, God.
No! Not the puppet show!
You know what? And he just smiles through it. He has so much money and power that he can be nice. Because, you know, like, the old meme about, like, the rich are assholes. The uber rich are generous to a fault. You see that, like, the rich guy goes to buy a Christmas tree. He says, what's the nicest Christmas tree you guys got? I'm going to try and make a deal. Make a deal. And, you know, the Christmas tree salesman, you know, oh, of course, you know, and then he's an asshole. And the uber rich guy comes and says,
I'll buy the whole lot.
You know, what's a good tree? I need like 10 of them. What's a good tree? Can you help me out? And he says, oh, it's this one, you know. And he says, you know, I'm going to get 10 of them and I'll send guys over to take care of it. And by the way, here's, you know, $100 a guy you've got on the lot. You know, send them with something, you know. But uber rich, regular rich. But this is uber rich we're talking about. Probably maybe not like Archie rich or Alanopoulos rich, but rich enough that his family will never work.
Yeah.
Ever. Unless they want to.
I end the puppet show with mini fireworks.
And he gently claps and he says, and then Rico does his part, which you did a
I was going
to. You can keep their persuasion roll.
Okay.
So it's just 30.
30.
And you show them.
So we're mentally at 62 for two people.
So what's our goal?
I hadn't told you yet.
He's not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Something. The number is increasing. So,
what's your skill, Rob?
Perception. Tell them exactly what I saw throughout the whole thing. Using my high wisdom.
And you got a high wisdom with memory, so I'll let you do it. Yeah, roll.
Okay, good. I have advantage with this, too. And expertise. So it's plus 17.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're high-level characters with high fucking ass bonuses.
35.
I didn't think anyone would beat Natalie's. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's something in your head? What's something in particular you did? Like you saw that was damning?
Well, all the corruption.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, the giant.
Do you mention the trip to the astral plane to the celestial plane? No one else has mentioned it yet. That was your part.
I will leave that out.
Okay, that's fine. All right. What is Shinsoku's? I'm guessing it's Arcana.
No, actually,
I figured it would be.
I'm gonna go history.
Yep.
It's the same bonus.
That was my backup one, but I'm like, wait, I'll save all the intelligence for orcs. I have wisdom unlocked. Them two have
we got charisma.
We have, guess what? We got the mental stats unlocked, y'all. Actually, you between all of you, you have someone has each stat locked down.
Oh, then I'm gonna actually activate the Suba.
Yeah, I'll give yourself advantage. The Suba we remember exists every 15 episodes or so. You know, just like, hey, the Suba exists. I'll take it.
Can I give art guidance?
Yeah.
You have guidance now.
Get a D4.
I could have done that for you guys, but I don't want
to
break it.
Are you going to tell us what the number is now to beat?
I'm going to let you do it once per scene.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep it fair.
So
add an extra two.
Bonus to beat it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
We shot inspiration.
He arted it, guys! That's a 4 and a 2.
Well.
Plus his, 17.
19.
19.
No, 19.
I mean,
but it also doesn't. It also
be 17.
Also, he's got reliable talent, so it's 10.
Right? No.
Yeah. So 31.
31.
Oh. So.
Well.
You broke 125, right?
Our lowest is a 30.
So the worst the number that I had that if you didn't break it, bad things would happen was 100. I was being mean. I thought.
My ass forgot how fucking high your bones were.
I only used a plus 17. So, she used a plus 16.
I was being mean, he said.
I had the lowest bonus with a plus 11.
And you just rolled a 19, yeah. You know? So I was being, in my head, mean. I was not. I was being, apparently, kind. I was being very friendly. The next threshold I had, because I knew you couldn't roll higher, was 125.
Woohoo!
So, did
we
get it?
We did.
And, yep. he says, all right, so. As far as I can tell, you followed the protocol to the point where it was logical rather than by the book. I get that. I do what's right rather than...
Common sense.
Please exercise common sense. Most of the drones in my department don't understand that.
Common sense is not so...
Nope.
Common sense is incredibly uncommon. So, I have no problems with anything you've done. And I will be recommending you all for a commendation. As well as
the mind link, you hear woohoo.
as well as I'm going to bypass that class requirement for you, Riko.
Thank you,
Shinsoku. If you'd like to teach another class, I do have someone else who needs one. There's an ice giant group coming in from Antarctica, and they weren't completely aggressive, which is unusual.
Okay,
and someone fucked that up, so you might have to teach them. But that's it. That's if you'd like to, rather than you have to.
Oh no!
I'm going to waive the additional home visit.
All right.
Yes, I'll switch class.
Excellent. I'll have someone reach out to
you. Okay.
So, but is there anything you'd like to ask of me? I have quite a bit of pull.
Well, I'm assuming you know roughly why you were brought down here with. What happened to your?
That was part. Yes, of what I was told.
Yeah. Did they fill you in on why? Or
I'm aware. Yes, I'm aware of Mr. Sanguin and his effects.
Okay. Would you like me to go and check the rest of your department?
I believe your handler already requested that.
Okay. I was running it by you since it's your department.
There is a particular part of the department she does not have access to or did not know existed. I'm going to have you run through there as well. How many more times can you do that today?
Three.
I should be fine. I'm going to cloak you in enough magic that it would make your eyes hurt if you could see it, and let you go through unseen.
I appreciate that.
You're going to come alongside me.
Understood.
Like I said, I'm going to send each of you my personal information, and he sends you AR cards to your phones. It just blips. You hear like a beep, like a number received, and you see it's Mr. Tudor or Mr. Tudor, and he says if you have any requests, do it within the next week, but. Keep it semi-reasonable. I'm amenable to a bit of strangeness.
So I, when I get a second, I'll save his, add a profile picture, whatever, to on my phone for him.
Yeah. What is the profile picture? Oh, you just took a picture.
D.A. Baracus.
Mr. T.
Oh.
A-team.
Without any context, I send a message to Brightforce saying, ask for his tailor for his armor.
I think she has a heavy tactical suit already.
He has more than just a heavy tactical.
Yeah, he's fucking uber rich.
He's looking for requests.
Yeah.
Is it just one request? Or can, you know, I just...
I was offering you each a request.
Oh, this is my one request. I better hope that this is worth it. So, how did you get your suit? Where is your...
You see him in a suit.
Yeah, that's what I would love specified. To know your tailor.
I would like to know your tailor.
Says, oh, it's an old family trick, and he snaps his fingers and it falls off. And you see the absolutely decked out armor. This guy was loaded for bear, and like his full face plate, I mean, down to like, he's not, his actual body isn't invisible the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you realize he looks like that. It was just a perfect illusion over top of him. And he says, oh, this?
Yeah,
I was referring to that.
I had a friend put it together. If you're looking, and he sees, like, most of you look like you're armored up just fine. Yeah. I've met your grandfather. I wasn't worried about you for that. But if you're looking for something like this, I can make a call. If you're asking about these shield generators, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
I can have a few provided.
I just think that, and then I gesture... That was very cool.
Oh, he hands you a ring.
Huh.
Think of what you want to look like. He just hands you a ring. Think about what you and you notice his illusion is gone. Think about what you want to look like.
And she holds it and thinks, shuts her eyes, and just places it on her forehead.
Put the ring on.
Bye. And then she puts the ring on.
And what did you think?
For the honor of Grayskull.
No. Oh, God, how low would it be?
Oh, it's got to be like a Cinderella dress. That's not Bright Force, though.
It would be, like, in the style of that new She-Ra TV show.
Transformation kind of thing?
Like, outfit, but it would be in the Natalie color scheme. And the Natalie color scheme is lavender.
Lavenders, pinks, purple.
Blues.
And teals.
And pinks. Light, yeah. Pastel-y colors.
Yeah.
He says, and it is wonderful.
And he says, excellent choice.
Mm-hmm.
All the protection,
mm-hmm.
but you get to keep your style.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you just have that. It's effectively a hat of disguise, but I'm just... There's no...
I'm finally back in my color palette, thank God!
your suit had those colors. It just wasn't... It just,
all right.
It looks defensive.
Your favor. We're good. We're good. Thank you. And then high five.
he's very careful. Like you see,
I feel like he goes see, like, for a you handshake.
See, you see like circles in his arm, like defending him as you like high five. He's not strong.
I was gonna say I feel like he would go for a handshake, but I'm going for the high five, and then he would kind of do that like.
No, he's smooth.
Yeah, but his suit 30 is strapping for the 30 strength.
Exactly.
It's like preparing for impact. Oh crap!
Yeah, if any of you had technopathy, that's a weird.
If any of you were a technopath,
yeah, you would hear preparing for impact. But yeah, so
how about high enough perception to hear it?
No, it's cyber speak.
Okay, I figured he would have an audio cue or something.
No,
it's the suit is say you know telling itself ready for impact.
Yeah,
this is gonna hurt.
It's like. You know, impact detect, imminent impact detected. Prepare. You know,
it's like your danger sense.
Exactly. Yeah, but you didn't want any of the, you know, he says, and he pulls out and one of those like barriers, and he just clips it to your armor for you. All right, he says, actually, activate that when you need it.
What is it?
It's a single use barrier generator. Mechanically, it's 50 temporary HP. It just burns off, and then burns out. Now, you put that... He says, you activate it when you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Use it when you need it. Don't use it right now. So just click the button. And once you use it, it's on.
This sounds like something I should add to my sheet.
It's a one-time 50 temp HP. By the way, you realize he's got like six of them. This dude was ready for you guys to try and hurt him.
You have an action to activate.
It's an action.
Flash.
But it lasts until it burns out. So...
Neat.
But yeah, so any requests before I leave the room?
No. Nothing I can...
I just keep eyeing his bracelet.
You mean
the wandlet, the
problem black guy.
I'm like,
I'm picturing Black Widow's stingers. It's all wands.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was imagining.
Or the, what is it, the pop-up Derringer wrist gauntlet, whatever, but it's all wands and it just rotates.
Yeah.
I want this one.
Yes, and then it pops out and wants a different one, he flips his wrist down and another one comes back. But I like to imagine it's just the bracer because it just rotates, whichever one is closest to his wrist is active.
The assassin.
Yes. Any requests before he goes? Going once? No. Twice? Gone? He says, Rico, please come with me.
Understood.
And he offers a hand. You guys envelop in golden light, and you disappear.
Oh, they were holding. Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, right as you were saying that, I had an idea. When I think I would be able to use, because I can undo harm, would I be able to undo?
Absolutely
his?
Not.
It's worth a
that
shot.
Is, that is soul damage.
My soul hurts.
Yeah. So you actually are, and what he says, what he explains to you, he says, so to keep IA safe, I actually keep them out of phase.
Okay.
They are in a corner of the ethereal plane that I've cordoned off.
Interesting.
I'm just going to take you in, have you pulse. It's not very big. It's only a couple hundred feet on the side. I'll have everyone come over for, you know, come over for lunch or something. I'll have you pulse.
Okay.
He comes in, they're totally clean. This place is, like, decked out. They sleep here for weeks at a time. And also, they don't age while they're here.
Wow, that's interesting.
And some of them, like, he says, that person's 123 years old. And they look, like, mid-50s. Because
they've been in here in a while.
Uh-huh.
Boy, their retirement package is going to be really good.
Absolutely. MSA pays out. Because capes live a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have those...
Some of them.
Yeah. Naturally, some of them, yeah. Combustion looks like mid-50. Looks like 40, you know, and he's 90.
Yep.
So, but you go through, you pulse AA, they're clean too.
And just these two.
It was those two, they knew you were coming back. They got an alert, and they offered to come.
Got it.
Seems kind of stupid that they both came, but you get maybe they weren't together when the request came through.
So they both put in for it.
Exactly. If they'd known the other one was requesting, they wouldn't have both done it. But yeah, so you guys are going to get 2 or 3 days of just kind of being you.
Okay.
We've done enough of those segments. I'm not really feeling the need to do it again. I assume you do similar shit, right?
Yep.
Try and make sure that my soul stops hurting.
You've got at least a week before that starts hurting. So you make your way to, you know, at the end of the 3 or 4 days, Nine calls you all to... actually, just as like a telepresence meeting, you know, it's like 3 o'clock, assuming you're all somewhere that's secure, and says, "All right, nope, I'm not gonna do a British accent for Nine or a bad British accent for Nine. I apologize to anyone who is British who listens to this. I know my accent is atrocious. My French is slightly better, but he wasn't French. Actually, he probably could have been French, and that would have worked out better, but I didn't do it. So, Brain,
telepresence meeting."
I'm aware. I had what she was going to say, and it just went...
That's why I was trying to get back.
All right. So, she calls you. She gets to the telepresence meeting call, and she says, "Who do you think is the greatest threat to the FSA and the United States as a whole right now?" She asked you, each of you, like, in turn, and she's going to look to Shinsoku. She's going to look to Rico first, because he's lived the life alone.
Well, I know the obvious answer that I want to give... But that's more of a personal vendetta than anything else. But Sanguine, I think.
No, that's the answer I expected.
But
from you,
I know that we have other. You know, there's others that need to be dealt with, particularly Famine's apprentice.
Yeah,
Famine's apprentice, or was it
Pestilence's apprentice? Apprentice's Famine.
No. Famine's apprentice is Pestilence.
Yes.
Okay. Whoever war sent us to go after.
No, that's Famine. Because it's...
Yes.
The Four Horsemen is Pestilence.
Yes. Yeah, Famine is because they're the eco-terrorists. Yes.
Yes. I just went back looking for it.
Uh-huh. So, understood. But I wanted one answer. So your answer is Sanguine. Understood.
Yeah. Yep.
As the second longest active cape, I believe that would be Shinsoku, technically.
I've been a cape for 4 years before this.
So definitely Shinsoku then.
Yeah.
I was active 6 years before, so.
Right at the age limit that I said at the beginning.
So, yeah, it's Sanguine.
The one person who hasn't been listed that you think is the largest threat to the FSA and the United States as a whole. But this can be an entirely new character. I don't care.
Understand. pulling up my spreadsheet.
His
Samurai Crab suspicions of RSC.
Oh. Oh, forgot about that one.
Well, there I can drop mine a little way.
Could have done during that little time off.
3 days, yeah.
Luna and Rico can get to know their new family member, Maria.
Yeah.
Little Maria.
Yes, and you get to know her a little bit. But she's a kid. She's a kid. She has no memories.
Right. But it's one weird. Of those things where we're trying to get to know this somebody that...
You basically said treat her like a cousin. Because that's effectively the age kind of gap. Yeah. A younger cousin. Art, did you have that? Do you have
Simon? Yep.
Who do you think?
Cape Crusaders. Black Knight.
Absolutely. That is a threat that actually we believe is linked to Senguin.
Right. Yep.
And the worst part is they have locations in every major city in the country. Some of them are probably good. Maybe. Daemon.
As an entire group, Siren.
Yes.
Because Daemon actually has a personal vendetta on them.
Yep. Yeah.
That's why I have to say it.
He's like, fuck them in particular. Yes. Ishtar is a...
Mm-hmm. I could not think of that name, but that was who was going in my head.
President/General Ishtar?
Yeah.
Is a problem. But we do believe there is no link to Senguin for her.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to toss out somebody completely different.
You're totally good. And then Ms. Luna... Wait, she wouldn't say it's fucking nine. Luna.
Luna the Great.
Does it count to say care?
That's Senguin.
I know, but like she has a vendetta with that, because with her family.
If you would like to say Senguin, it's absolutely valid.
What about Mr. Gentile?
Well, which he's one?
The mob boss.
Or Monica.
Oh my god, it would be the Gentiles. The Gentiles.
Not including the father, obviously. The father's actually the father is the current mayor of RSC.
Correct.
However, he is he has been confirmed with mind scan to not at all be affiliated with his father.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an asshole.
If I nod my head yes, are you going to be mad at me?
No.
To be suspicious of him?
No,
and
I
then
won't.
She's nodding her head. I totally trust him.
Oh no, he's tried to kill.
And then she was shaking her head. Oh, no.
Archie's confirmed. He has tried to kill Archie half a dozen times. Zeus.
Yeah, because if Archie dies without an heir, he gets it all.
The whole street man.
Oh Lord.
He has two kids.
Who?
Archie does.
That's the first we're hearing of it.
What?
That was a
edit button.
This
is nine letting it slip.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. No, shit.
She's more tactful.
Yeah, exactly. She wouldn't make that slip. My dumbass did because, being frisky. No, he had twins. And they are being kept as safe as humanly possible. And that's why Archie's been kind of out of the limelight because he's spending more time with Anna and the kids.
Aww.
Yeah.
Can I take a shot at the name of the
kid? Sure.
Chippendale.
I knew you were going to say that.
God. All right.
But I knew that was coming.
They're twins.
And no, I don't remember the names. I wrote them down, but I don't have. And she probably wouldn't know them. But no, correction. She would, because she was Archie's right hand for years.
But she's also not going to let it slip. So
absolutely
we don't,
not. Our characters, yes, your characters don't know. Your players do. Because
Ospazed.
Are you kidding? Oh, mine's their godmother.
At least one of them. Yeah. All right. So, but yes, like we said, if Archie dies, Gentile takes over. And owns 70% of the corporation, which is a real threat.
To the city, but not to the country.
There's a lot more Alano tech in the country than you'd think. But yeah, one of the biggest threats, no, is he a threat? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The family is. And I mean, the grandfather is. We've tried to nail him down more of the times than we care to count.
The daughter, too. Trust yes. me.
Well, I mean, gentlemen.
Just saying!
Gentlemen put her down. On the day of the surge, and she hasn't resurfaced since.
You don't know what she's up to. She's a feisty one.
She hasn't resurfaced. And yes, he did put her down.
So, question.
Fist
I didn't meet. Know that he could. I didn't know that he'd be one for killing a student.
Didn't kill her.
You said put him down.
Yeah. Unconscious her ass with one punch. And then yeeted her out the building. So like a discus.
So is there a bounty on Grandpa Gentile?
They can't prove anything.
Okay, so there is a bounty.
Old money.
Then again, I would like another rematch with what's his name, Soulfly.
Yep.
That was beautiful.
I actually was just thinking, like, Soulfly. Like, I was like, he had a nephew who was a pain in your ass.
No, he wasn't. He went down like a wet bag.
Bitch.
Yeah. All right. So,
he had the right thing available at the time.
To explain your level up, you guys are going to pick one of those people who isn't Sanguine and deal with it. I think it'd probably be Siren. Or at least one part of it.
I have another solution for somebody that we could take down.
Is it the Elemental Terrors?
Yes.
Yep, that was also on my list, but they're not to the scale.
They're not to the same scale, but it's a hanging plot thread that we haven't dealt with.
Yes, they haven't been seen.
Hmm. Oh, we can easily fix that. Hey, we have a scry ball.
It elemental. Doesn't.
Because they're under the protection.
It's pure stuff. Not it's on Sanguine's, another plane.
Though. Not Sanguine's plane.
Yeah. Exactly.
So which leads you to believe that you will see them again in the final fight.
Of course we will.
I have their stats ready and everything.
They got upgraded, huh?
Absolutely.
But there's no earth element.
Because she got dusted.
He got captured.
And the water person escaped. And yes. So the other two. Okay. So, all right. So, if you guys decided, as we do a jump cut to when the group has decided which the players have decided which bad guy they're going to smash.
Siren.
And to get Damon's mom back.
Yep. So we're all teleporting to France when we're ready. Hooray!
And would one of you like to use your favor from Mr. Tudor to get you some tactical support there? Or you guys can just handle it yourselves because you're badasses on wheels.
We want to spend within those 3 days we have
before
we
do this. The scry pool?
Scry pool a few times, but actually to get in contact with that bazaar where we bought stuff last time and see if I can upgrade my crit range device.
Kenjutsu is her name, so you can find her.
I probably kept her card because.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll do it.
Okay.
Should do the permanent one.
All right.
For the money. You guys are rich. I'm not worried about how much it costs.
Some of us are rich.
Yeah, and then there's Shinsoku who's like, I'm broke again.
We still have 200,000 in FSA funds.
Yes, but how much does it cost for ink?
Well, that's what I was going to try to do through the FSA.
Have them buy it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still a...
So it doesn't cost us money, per se.
Hey, you can requisition inks.
Yeah.
Which you have. I'm sorry, Shinsoku in the other world definitely did that, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So.
What about a plus version so it's 18, 19, 20?
No.
Worth a shot.
All right. So what is the one thing each of you brings with for this raid that's special?
I have a question.
Yes. It changes and it will. It's the hat of disguise.
It kind of just like.
Dark Force.
It goes. Dark Force.
All right, but what's the one thing each of you brings with? I actually have Demons for him.
All right,
you'll be last.
Other than
I was just saying, if there's something special you want to bring with or do.
Uh-oh.
All right, you want me to narrate this bit?
Sure.
All right, so
do you have an idea of what each of us would bring?
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking maybe my father.
He wouldn't. He's not strong enough right now.
We boosted his stats.
Yes, but. He's also not, a 20th level character. He's not even like a 15th level character.
He had Wish.
Once, he burned the spell out of his spell book to cast it.
He was high enough to cast it.
No, he used the scroll.
I don't remember him using a scroll.
Oh, in my world, you can burn the spells out of your spell book as a scroll.
Instead of having it prepared, you can burn your spell
book. Permanently. And you have to relearn it.
But was high enough level to have it in his spell book.
He inherited his spell book, which had every spell he'd ever need. And he burned his one. He's going to have to find a new person to teach him fucking Wish. He's like, Wish is so good. But even so, Wish is one of those ones that's tough to learn. So that it was a big loss. Yeah, probably ate almost your entire FSA fund to do that. To input in Wish. All right, so each of you, what you're going to get is Rico is going to acquire a specialized scope for Baby.
All right.
Which is going to... You know, you have your Spell Sniper? You have Spell Sniper.
Okay.
It's going to let you apply Spell Sniper to Baby, which already has an insane range. Okay.
So 1,000 feet.
No, the max range. It has Sharpshooter now.
Ah.
So you double it and then multiply by 5.
Ah.
So, or whatever the max range is, double it. You know, like, double it.
half a mile.
Okay.
And you can cast, and you can use like cantrip powers through it at that range. But you have to be within normal range to do regular powers. Art, you are offered a, what they're calling, they're going to offer you a pair of those HP buffers.
Okay.
Which I'm going to roll a, I'm going to roll percentiles and reduce them by that many. Because that's fair. That's how many HP will be burned off of it, but you'll have that much left. 33. So you've got one full one and then 17 on the next.
Okay.
Luna is going to, they're going to use you like you're going to be launched on like a missile.
I do that with him. I can do it with you.
But you're going to spin like a top, and they're going to give you something that when you, it's once a day, you can spin and do a 100-foot radius slash, which you can smite on once a day.
Okay.
Can a deselect friend
jump? No.
Duck for cover.
No, you can't. Yeah, you either get low or get high. Don't be at the 4-foot mark.
Is it dex to save?
Yeah, it's dex save.
Am I basically like a bomb that's about to go off?
They sent you in like a bomb. You get up.
You're Sonic. Spin.
Spin to win.
Yeah, you mortared in using your ability, and then you spin to win, and you took out like an entire fleet of guards, and their motorcycles just turned into...
You have an army of animals.
Can I just say, every time there's like an evil thought that goes through her head, like a lightning...
Dark Force,
and then it goes right back to Luna.
That's funny.
All right.
It's not super often, but okay, you're like, what were you thinking?
Did your palette change?
So, Rob, you're last because you have the coolest thing. The canary?
I was wondering about that.
By the way, I do this.
Turns into a massive, we would recognize it as the Tarrasque, but not as big. Like a baby Tarrasque.
But full stats of a Tarrasque?
No, it's like half the hit points. And it doesn't have to swallow, but yeah, it turns into that. He says, "I can do this once a month." Oh, and it can fly
in the trash form.
Yeah, and this tiger has wings, as the Chinese would say. That's actually a thing. Giving a tiger wings is making it even more dangerous.
So a half.
Yeah, it's like 15. It's like 20 foot tall. It's still huge.
But... So I got bird is Tarrasque, half HP, flight, half size, no swallow, but full damage.
Yeah. And its carapace, it doesn't have the full magic immune. It's got magic resistance. And that was your big boon. Thing's a monster.
That was my big boon from the Atlantis section.
Yeah, that was the Atlantis.
But not my favor from him. I thought this was...
No. You still have a favor from him. No, this is... That was your cool thing you did that was extra.
Gotcha.
And you guys assault this compound, and they were not fucking ready. You hit it with a tsunami first to soften it up. Then you mortar in Bright Force... And just
we're just blowing past this and just combat.
Absolutely,
holy moly!
They're like fifth level fuckers. Like they don't stand a chance.
She's not there.
And you watch as Ishtar just like turns into electricity and just.
Can I counterspell it?
No, it's too far.
Can I counterspell it?
It's too far away.
Can I teleport and counterspell it?
Roll the hit.
Can I teleport her to the lightning?
Can I teleport? And this spell?
Hold on.
It's an 18 on the die.
Roll
and I'm using baby.
Your spell.
My spell bonus.
Actually, no. It would be baby. Yeah.
So baby.
Are you telling or saying?
So 30 to hit.
Let me do some math. Hold on. That is 30. I can't do anything about it. Yeah, you do that.
Yep.
And then she just turns into lightning fast. Because she was going to like zip into the power lines and disappear.
Yeah.
She just goes real fast. And then as soon as she's behind
a tree. So it sounds like initiative.
She takes 5 point damage.
Ha! That's what you
get. Wait a minute. Do I get to add sneak attack to that? Because
she was not aware.
So
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage on the counter spell. Don't I have because I don't get the bullet.
Right? I have a 30 in it. It only was a shot. Yes, Natalie?
That's an 18 plus on the die.
So 40?
Compelled to
35. So that's a 35 initiative.
Yes.
You're coming with me. I cast teleport.
There we go.
Okay.
I action surge.
I'm informing you can't do enough damage in one round that she doesn't. I don't want you to get the feeling like, oh, we did a really good thing and got it. She is an eel. She is slippery, slimy, and she will get away.
I still think it's a nice little fuck you.
Absolutely.
Hold person, dispel magic.
Hold
person.
It's a big problem, and but eventually she does weasel out. You beat the piss out.
Hey.
But she weasels out.
Hey.
Sorry. Kinda. So, but you guys take down an entire siren base of like 500 people. Like, it's a massive compound. And you find Demon's mom in a chamber with no windows, locked down, and she doesn't recognize you.
So we...
No.
But we might need to do some surgery. But yes. My charisma is very changed. I've also grown up.
And wings.
Yeah, wings.
You look a little different than you did even a couple
months. Yeah.
Also, you're not... Yeah, exactly. So...
In any case, so do you want me to see if she was damaged?
I will be talking to her, distracting her.
And what it amounts to is she recognizes that there's a connection, but she has been brainwashed for years to work for Siren as a powerful... She made her hunter. Is she a hunter?
It's ethereal.
So as she was an assassin for them. They would send her out. And essentially, if she didn't come back, they would threaten to kill you. She wouldn't know that it wasn't full on Winter
Soldier. But I am also now the...
They full-ass Winter Soldiered her ass.
I'm also now basically the embodiment.
Yeah.
So that should trigger some memories.
It does, but the problem... It's like, she's a Winter Soldiered, and it takes almost a month of constant psychotherapy, and then actual psychic therapy, to get her to where she doesn't just randomly try and kill somebody. And she almost succeeds a couple times where you find someone like bleeding out and a knife missing, and she is lethal. And then
in case you wonder where you got your skill from.
Yo mama ninja.
Yeah, probably high level blood hunter.
Ninja. Blood hunter. Like ninja power set blood hunter. With the ninja celestial, just like you. You got it from your mama. She's absolute beast. And you see, when she fights for real, it's a great sword. She just whirls it around like a dozen.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He's related.
No.
No. Look at how she fights.
No relation. No, but you see how Damon fights. No. Yeah. Damon's fighting style is her fighting style. He just didn't know it. It was instinctual, almost like genetic coded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was genetic coded? Your power set kind of like, this is how you fight right, asshole. This is how you do it. But yeah, so you guys managed to put a huge dent in Siren's operations. And you actually find the location of like three more bases. And over the next week, you hit three more bases. Like you chain them together and they send out teams to each one. And then you guys take out one more and they send out teams to two other ones. And Siren is crippled. Not gone, but crippled. It'll be years before they become a threat again. And throughout it all, Ishtar just, you can't pin her down.
We try.
As much as you try, as much as a pain in the ass it is, it's like almost like she knows you're coming. She just always gets away.
Which means there's probably...
Almost for sure, but there's no way you'd find out. You don't have a ping for that one.
No, I do.
Imagine who's right for us the whole time. And I'm not going to be going
through the entirety of the FSA and psychic...
For that. So...
Psy search.
It's not... Dark that's Force, isn't it?
That's illegal.
No.
Yeah. That's why I said I'm not doing that.
So,
I just thought of something, but you don't have to take. What if Dark Force just becomes its own, like, in her head, is able to create and form it to be real, and that's the mole?
I don't plan on using that, but that is a good
idea. That is incredible.
If we had a ton longer than the campaign, I'd think about it.
And she just, God, I just thought of something. Looks in the mirror and it's Dark Force. She's like,
if we didn't have a plan to end somewhere close by, I'd really consider that. Brain decided to go have a thought and not relevant right now. And you guys are going to get a request from Confluence. No, sorry. You're going to get a request from Mr. Tudor, actually, to work on something for him in Europe. And he says, you're going somewhere that I think you're probably going to want to explore a little bit. I go explore Vladtep. And with that...
We're going to a castle!
Time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We're going to a castle.